Back in the rural farmland days, when people lived so far away, family and friends alike would have to spend the night. And the boyfriends with their briefcase would have to share the sleep space with the daughter of the house, which in those days was all right. Cause they also had a custom which sufficed to keep the lust in Papa laid a hunk of timber in the middle of the bed, and the couple wouldn't cross it, for Dad's shotgun in the closet guaranteed that the most daring kept their heads. And the boyfriend would accept it thusly: my love for you can overcome this bundling board. Why, just to lie beside you is its own subtle reward. I know that to hop over would be a big mistake. There's more than just our honor here at stake. So with the dawn at breakfast time, Dad would say the expected line:
well, how'd you sleep, boy?
Watch for a reaction. And the boy would answer, sir, just fine. And daughter's eyes would give no sign. And Dad would be assured of no infraction. So it was in those old days when truth and honor had a place, and people could control the way they play. And this young man who passed the test, who proved to Pop he was the best, could later to his girlfriend proudly say, my love for you did overcome that bundling board. Why, just to lie beside you was its own subtle reward. I'm sure your pop is glad that we stayed on the side we should, but I'm glad we found that knothole in the wood. My love for you did overcome that bundling board.